The mission, says Israel's Prime Minister, is to get the rest of them out. He's referring to the thousands of migrants from African countries living unlawfully in Israel. Most are from Eritrea and Sudan, and many say they fled war and persecution to seek a better life. Israel calls them infiltrators. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet a barrier completed in 2013 along Israel's border with Egypt had cut off a popular migrant crossing, but tens of thousands have already made it across the desert frontier. The Israeli leader says the choice for the migrants is easy.
The infiltrators have a simple choice: cooperate with us and leave voluntarily, respectfully, humanely and legally, or we will have to use many other tools at our disposal, which are also according to law. I hope that they will choose to cooperate with us.
Between 36 and 40,000 people are believed to be affected by the move. There are also reports of around 1,400 people being held in detention centres. Should the migrants not cooperate, they could face prison time. Those who do will be given around $4,500 by the Israeli government and a ticket on a plane to either their home country or a so-called third country, which rights groups say refers to Rwanda and Uganda. Director of International Relations at the Hotline for Refugees and Migrants, Tamara Newman, says it's a lose-lose situation for the migrants.
The government is telling asylum seekers now that they have two options before them: to be deported to Rwanda or to enter detention for an indefinite period. This is not a real choice. All of our research shows that those who have been deported to Rwanda's lives have been seriously in danger.
Israel has granted fewer than 1% of asylum applications and has a years-long backlog of applicants. Rights organisations accuse the Israeli government of deliberately processing applications slowly from people of African background and denying legitimate asylum claims. A United Nations Refugee Agency spokeswoman says Israel is punishing highly vulnerable people already subject to tight restrictions.
Eritreans and Sudanese need to renew their visas on a regular basis because the conditional release visa is only valid for 2 months. So this will be the time for the Ministry of Interior to actually issue a removal order.
Teklet Michael left Eritrea in hopes of improving his future. Now living in Tel Aviv, he says he would rather go to jail than face life in an unfamiliar country.
If they reject me, it's better for me to wait in prison than to go to Rwanda, because I don't know what is in Rwanda waiting for me. Even though we as asylum seekers, us as a government, to tell us what is the deal in Rwanda. We don't know nothing about Rwanda. But what I know, a lot of people leave this country, they took their documents from them when they are arriving in the airport. So they are smuggling them to other countries. Nobody is staying in Rwanda. That's what I know.